Today I want to talk about the term the times of the Gentiles, which is found in Luke 21:24. Now, the pre-tribulation rapture theory rests heavily on the doctrine that in the Old Testament God was dealing with Israel, but then now in the New Testament we're living in the times of the Gentiles, or the so-called church age, and that later on he's going to be dealing with Israel once again in Daniel's 70th week. And this dispensational theology is really the backbone of the pre-tribulation rapture theory when you really get into it. Now, I'm going to prove to you right now that the period we are living in is not known as the times of the Gentiles, as the Bible calls it in Luke 21:24. They teach, oh, we're living in the church age. Well, this isn't the church age either, because the Bible says that glory should be to God in the church throughout all ages. Amen. The Bible talked about the church in the wilderness in the Old Testament. So church age is not a biblical term. Neither is the times of the Gentiles. Let's look at the verse. Luke 21, verse 24. The Bible reads, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." Okay? Now, there are a couple of places that we can tie in with this, because he says that Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Okay, well, first of all, let's go back to Daniel chapter 8, verse 13. The Bible reads, "Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot?" So right there, the Bible says that the abomination of desolation is where Jerusalem is given to the Gentiles to be trodden underfoot. That's at which point it takes place. Now, listen to this from Revelation chapter 11. You'll see pretty much the same thing. It says in Revelation 11, 1, "And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth." So, having looked at the evidence of Daniel 8:13, Luke 21:24, and Revelation 11, 1-3, we can see very consistently that the Bible is teaching that when the abomination of desolation takes place, from that time forward, the holy city shall be trodden underfoot for 42 months. 42 months following the abomination of desolation, the holy city will be trodden underfoot, the sanctuary will be trodden underfoot, and it says, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now, the pre-tribulation rapture teaching that the times of the Gentiles ends at the beginning of Daniel's 70th week completely falls apart when you look at these three verses. Because according to the Bible, the time of the Gentiles begins at the abomination of desolation and ends toward the end of the 70th week. Because it says it'll be trodden underfoot for 42 months. He says, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled, it's going to be trodden down. Well, if the times of the Gentiles ends, and then Daniel's 70th week begins, that's not consistent with these scriptures at all. And they're teaching, well, right now we're living in the times of the Gentiles. That ends at the pre-trib rapture, and then we get into God dealing with Israel, and the whole 70th week is all about Israel, because the times of the Gentiles are over. That is a completely false doctrine. It has no basis in Scripture. When you actually look up the term, the times of the Gentiles, in Luke 21, and then compare Scripture with Scripture, go to Daniel 8 and go to Revelation 11, all three put it at the same time, at the same point, which is following the abomination of desolation. That period where the holy city is being trodden down is known as the times of the Gentiles. In all three places, it's talking about the same thing.